With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now, it's Wednesday, which means that we can already start talking about the weekend. And if you are trying to make some plans, I may just have the perfect festival for you because the Ukulele Hooli by the Sea is Europe's longest running ukulele festival and it's celebrating its 13th year in Dunleary this weekend. And I'm joined by Niall right now, Niall Carty, to discuss all things ukulele and find out more about this Hooli. Niall, you're very welcome along to the show.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm dying to know, like, how did you discover the ukulele and your interest in it and your love for it, clearly?
Oh yeah. I was at a barbecue, a friend's barbecue up in Donegal one night, and I had played guitar in the past, mm-hmm. and I was thinking of getting back to it, and there was somebody playing a ukulele at that, a friend of mine's sister, and I went, oh, that looks interesting. Yeah. So I bought two, and my daughter was four at the time, and we went along to a jam in Dunleary and, you know, thought about trying to get involved, and that's it went on from there. So within a year I was, you know, trying to organise bands and
we were talking about decision making on the show earlier on about Cormac is not able to make a decision. I'm quite ready to go. You were on a different level altogether. You looked at this thing, said that looks good, and bought two
said,
you know what, I'll give this a lash. So I will. So your daughter was four when she picked it up. You played guitar before, but can anyone pick up the ukulele?
Absolutely, it's totally accessible.
Okay.
You know, it really is. It's fun. It's accessible even in price, you know, they range, you know, they start relatively cheap, mm-hmm. you know, compared to buying a guitar or something like that. And it's something you can play around the house that's quiet.
Okay.
You know, you play the guitar, it's kind of noisy, you annoy people. You can go into a room and play the ukulele and you're not bothering anyone else. So that's how it works in my house. Anyway.
So it must work quite well because you've been doing it for long enough now.
One of the tricky things about picking up the ukulele is learning to spell ukulele.
Yeah, I would say so. And say it without getting tongue twisted right now, because I keep saying all the wrong things right now, what I'm doing. Look, there's so many events as part of this festival, Niall. You've got a flash mob, an open mic, got loads of workshops. If someone is considering coming along for the very first time, where should they go first?
Yeah, if they're an absolute beginner, we have a beginner's workshop.
Okay.
That's on the Saturday, just after lunch. That's free. You can come along, and, you know, it's children focused and beginners focused.
Okay.
So, you know, absolute start. We have lots of free events. There's Ibana Cabana, which is a free jam and bands playing in the Ibana Centre in Dunleary right through the afternoon. There's Flash Mob, which, you know, will happen. Turn up in the Ibana at 1 o'clock and you'll learn about that and where we're going and all of that. There's a all day on the Sunday, we have a free concert in the park, and, you know, a lot of international artists and local artists playing at that from 11:30 right through to 6:30.
Oh, fantastic. So a full day of events. You said international artists there. You've got people from all over the world, like Honolulu. You've got Germany, the States. You were saying earlier on today, like, that's so amazing.
Yeah. We have Daniel Ho, who's a 6-time Grammy Award winner.
What?
I don't know if you remember the lady who played guitar in Wayne's World. He's recorded a few albums with her.
Amazing.
So he's coming, and we're excited about that. We have the Ukulele Off Trio from Liverpool.
Yeah.
We have the Bad Mouse Orchestra from Germany. We have Sage Harrington from the US. We have Ukulele Zaza from the Netherlands. We have Fred Goossens or Wine and Boy coming in from Belgium. So there's and we have a lot of local artists as well. The likes of the Red Farm Ukulele Group, Rugs, and Ukulele Tuesday and Dublin Ukulele Collective, who themselves are making an impact internationally, playing a lot of international festivals, you know, so all our artists going back out there.
This sounds like a well-oiled machine, but at this rate, you're 13 years running. When did you come on board?
I came on board about maybe 7-8 years ago. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Tony Boland, actually of RTE, started the festival.
Amazing.
Back in 2008. We've lost a couple of years to COVID, but other than that, we've been, you know, going along.
Yeah. Successfully running.
Successfully running. Supported by Dunleary County Council, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, we've got a shout out to them.
Yeah. So you moved out to Dunleary, so now that's why it's by the sea.
By the sea, exactly. We started in town, Temple Bar, and then moved out, you know, 1 year there, and the rest of them have been out in Dunleary.
Bigger location.
Yeah.
Dunleary's great for an all festival as well.
And we all live out that part
of the world. Makes perfect sense for you. Keep it on your doorstep,
yes,
isn't that
exactly.
Right? I know we talked about the workshops earlier on today, but just, like, do you need to book into them or can you just rock along?
You can rock along. Mm-hmm. I mean, the best thing is if you can pre-book, it's all on the website.
Okay. What's the website called?
UkuleleHooli.com.
UkuleleHooli.com.
UkuleleHooli.com. Yeah, you can book all of them there. But you can rock up, okay. And generally there are usually spaces on the day.
Yeah, okay,
and
fantastic.
All the details of when they're happening and where they are is on the website.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.